to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Yeah. That is Awile Logomba from Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa. We call it the heart of Africa, and he is a good singer, I'm telling you. He's singing in, I think, in French, but yeah, that's what it is. But, you know, music is music, even if you don't need to be translated. It's a music, and you go with the tune, but that's one of my favorite, Awile Logomba. I used to listen to him when I was a young man, like 20 some years ago. He's still, up to now, that is one of my favorite songs, the one he was singing. Welcome back. You are listening, if you have just tuned in, you are listening to Settled Radio Live, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, Galo Actual, and I will take you through our one-hour show live from the studio. Well, we have a lot of things to talk about, but Let's start with our show, the things that we usually talk about, you know, the announcements and what is going to take place in the community. So we have a big day coming up on the 16th December. Mark it on your calendar if you live in Auckland, 16th December 2017. This is one of our biggest days. It's a big day in the sense that we have never held end of the year celebration. This is the first time as a multicultural organization and a community-based organization, so our community under ARCC will be holding the end of the year multi-ethnic celebration on the 16th December 2017. And this is very important because all our communities will get together, and there will be food, there will be dances, there will be cultural performances, there will be a lot of things, including kids' bouncy castle, and games will be there. There will be a lot of games, but hey, I don't want to give you tips now because I don't want to spoil it. And there will be prizes as well to those games. And the games will be, you know, big people, you know, little people. I'm talking about adults and children here. And, of course, there will be ethnic food. Ooh. Ethnic food to be prepared by the WISE Collective. You know, they are known in Auckland because of the diversity in catering. And there will be a live DJ throughout the day, and there will be face painting for the kids. And also there will be best Ethiopian coffee. Hey, I'm telling you, if you have never tasted Ethiopian coffee, this is the best time to go there next Saturday and test it. This is the best coffee ever. I think I saw one of the researches being posted out, I think, by the mainstream media. I think it was from BBC. I'm not sure whether it's from BBC or Al Jazeera. They say the best coffee, you know, in all over the world is Ethiopian coffee, followed by Brazilian coffee. And I'm not making it up. This is the research. I think if you go online, you can find the truth about the Ethiopian coffee. I used to live in Ethiopia where I grew up, and the Ethiopian coffee is the best, you know. This is one of the things you can even get free because, you know, they love to serve guests with the best coffee ever in Ethiopia. This is so fire up. It's very, very delicious. And also as a community, we have a lot of things going on there. We are very lucky this year. We have been given a grant. We have been given grants by the Auckland Airport to run our education trainings that have something to do with the environment. You know, anyone has got the responsibility to keep the environment very clean. And so this year we are lucky enough to get the grant from the Auckland Airport so that we can keep our environment clean, or we can even educate the community in order to keep the environment clean. And so this is what we are doing. And by last week, we already kicked off with one training. We kicked it off with the environmental training and natural disaster response, the civil defense. Both came from our partners from the resettlement sector, you know, from the Health Action Trust. The training was given to the community leaders by an amazing woman by the name Agnes Granada, and she is so awesome, and she has been doing very good on how to save our planet, and she is so kind. I'm telling you, if you have not met that woman, you need to meet her. She's so good, and she's out there helping the community. And she is saying even if it comes to her that she should go to the community door to door, she would do it. You know, she did it out of, you know, no charges, from the heart, you know, helping the community. And this is what we are offering, you know, to our community. Bring the people who can speak to us. You know, they are not always very common, but, you know, we want to build a connection between the community and the public. And this is what we are doing in one of our educative programs. We have a lot to talk about on this because we have a lineup. This year, we thought we could be doing some education programs for the things that relate to the environment, and this is what we are doing. And we have already highlighted 5 areas to talk about before the end of the year, because we will complete 12 programs, and before the end of this year we will run 5, and one is already run, environmental protection training and natural disaster response from the civil defense. And it was the training was given by the Red Cross, by a wonderful woman again by the name Rosemann, and she is also part of the community of ARCC. She is no stranger, and she is well connected to ARCC community because she has been there in ARCC as part of the member part of the community since, I don't know, maybe around 10 years back. She is a wonderful woman. And the things that we do all the time, you know, you never know, but it's all about what you contribute to the community that matters. And if you are out there and if you want to help the resettled community, please don't hesitate to help us. And this is what we really need. And, let me go for a little break, play your music, and then we'll come back and let's talk about it. I will be playing different sort of music today. You can bear with me, and if I repeat some of the music, you know, from one continent, then bear with me. Now I'm going to play Yamalada from Africa again. And she is talking about where is my Johnny. And listen to her and enjoy.
All right. Okay, later. My people, now we don't know. No soup together. So not today.
Easy, baby. Johnny leave me for Lucentia. Yeah. And I don't know what to do. And he talk say I know do one. Like the way Cynthia they do. Johnny give you chebele, talk say you want marry nene, walk him kedi veneme. Johnny mo, Johnny mo, I'm looking for my Johnny. Yeah. Where is my Johnny? Johnny mo, do you know Johnny? Question. If I know see my Johnny, Johnny sure. Looking for my Johnny, I'm looking for my honey. You telling me this, you telling me it out. I say this is not for me. Johnny do me funny. Johnny do me funny. He's doing me this, he's doing me that, but I know what's him on me. He go Canada, he go Tokyo. Yesterday he say he de Morocco. He dance this sicko, he sing a willow. Na lie, na lie, na Pinocchio. This one na go be. Original go be. If I know see my journey,
as you can see, we are leading them, everybody, to discover where journey is. There is no way we will not see
you.
We don't catch them. So today we want to ask you, this thing what you do, you think say good to break hearts of more than four women?
Welcome back. That is Yemi Alade. Where is my journey? And that's, you know, if you need anything, you have to worry about it. And that's what she was talking about. Welcome back. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Resonant Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, Galwak Shol. And yes, we have been talking about the community and what should be offered to the community. And this country, New Zealand, is a very great country, and it has offered a lot to newcomers and new arrivals and new Kiwis. We call ourselves new Kiwis. These are the people who came from refugee background, and you know, those who have made New Zealand a home. But given that we have a lot of struggle in the community, we have a lot of issues affecting us because we feel that there are issues that are not even reflecting to the rest of the communities. We are a totally different community from the rest of the immigrants. We are all immigrants, but in different categories, and our category is the one that needs a lot of attention. Suppose you have five children, and one of them is the one that needs a lot of attention. So you have to put a lot of energy on that child to make sure that he or she is catching up with the rest of the siblings. And this is what we are, and this is us in the community. So we feel like we need a lot of attention from the government because we have a lot of issues. If you come to New Zealand as a migrant, you might understand what I'm talking about. But you know, hey, this is a part of the struggle. Things don't fix themselves alone. Someone must step in, you know, to do things. And yes, we are from that community. And because we need a lot of attention, that's why we Auckland Airport has recognized us by giving us an award so that we get things done, you know, things relate to the environment. And yes, on Wednesday, on December the 6th, we held ARCC you know, put community leaders together and be trained for the waste management and disaster response, preparedness response from Red Cross. And no, the training was done by Red Cross, of course, and has Action Trust in the person of Agnes Granada. I talked to you about this wonderful woman before who have been doing an amazing job in the community. And we have a lot of things coming on Monday, on 11, Monday next week on 11. We will have a training also at Wesley Community Center at 740 Syndrome Gum Road Extension, Monaresco. Again, on 11 December 2017 at 6 p.m., from 6 p.m. to 7:30, Wellesley Community Center, 740 Syndrome Gum Road Extension. That will be in Monrosco, and it will be about domestic violence and family violence and servitude and youth issues. And we will have a police constable that will come from the side of the law enforcement, and we will have a representative from the Shakti. It's an organization also, you know, dealing with the issues of the resettlement. And, yeah, this is what is coming up next week. And if you live within Auckland and you are part of our team here, you can listen to us, or you can just go to Syndrome Gum at Wellesley Community Center and be a part of the joy. You know, it's going to be a great day, and there will be a lot of food and a lot of dances, a lot of cultural performances, live DJ, and a lot of things that will be going on. There will be a lot of games, prizes, and yeah, children will be there, face painting, bouncy castle for the kids, and it's going to be a fun environment. Just bring on your kids, and it's going to be a lovely day. So, yeah, this is what is going to happen. And again, the next day on the 13th, 2017, at 6 p.m. also, there will be another training at 773 New North Road, Mount Albert. That will be at the YMCA Mount Albert at 773 New North Road within Mount Albert. And it will be on health and well-being. And this will be run by Yohala Abuye and a representative from the Premium Health. So this is one of the things, you know, that we offer to our communities, because they need to have the information, all the information they require on health and well-being. Some of them, they don't get checked. Some of them might have, you know, issues, health issues, but, you know, based on the community where they come from, it might be an offense to talk about your own health. But this is New Zealand, where you are free to talk to the health people who have the knowledge and the good advice to give to the people who are affected by the health issues. And yeah, that will be part of it. That will be part of the training. And we will see how things will go there. If you are part of Auckland community, please, you don't have to have a refugee background, but if you live within Auckland, please, we need you to show up and come and join the whānau, because we are one family and we are bound by one destiny. Our destiny is to make our planet a livable planet and make New Zealand a better place for us, for our kids, and for their kids, and the kids of their kids. This is a lovely country. And I want to play you a music. I have to follow my promise that I say before, that I will be playing music everywhere on the continent, on this planet. So I should not base on only one continent, but okay, let me play you Kevin Little. Turn Me On. That's what it is. Enjoy. Welcome back. You are listening to Resurrected Radio, brought to you by ARCC Live on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, Galwak Shul. Welcome. I've been playing songs. You know, I want you to have a little taste of one continent and the other continent. So basically, we have been playing, you know, reggae, and was part of it. If the whole team is have a great love for reggae, so it denies, you know, other listeners the range of the music that they should be played, and that's why I'm trying to give you different tastes of different music. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Again, I'm Galwak Shul, your host for the day. And welcome back to the Resurrected Radio Live, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM. And some people who do not know ARCC is a grassroots organization, umbrella organization, that has 20 member organization groups within ARCC. We have them from Iraq, from Iran, from Syria, from Sudan, South Sudan, Ethiopia, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Kurdish community, and Myanmar, and you name it, we have it all. You know, we don't belong to one community. I mean, we don't belong to one side. We are inclusive, and this is how diverse we are in every continent and every part of the world. This is why we are unique from the rest of the communities, because our diversity is our unique. Is unique in the sense that, you know, is given us the sense that we should be one people, regardless of where we came from. And if someone comes to this country, someone who does not speak the language, you know, you don't know no language, is not aware of the system, and it is really very, very stressful for that person to integrate, to fully integrate into New Zealand society, because a lot of barriers along the way. You cannot get a job if you don't have the Kiwi English. There's some employers call it that way. You have to have a Kiwi English. But the question would be, how would you get Kiwi English once you just get in here? And a lot of excuses might be there. But, you know, this is us. We cannot deny where we come from. It is our journey. Our journey identifies us the way we are. You know, we cannot be somebody else. You know, we cannot fake ourselves. We have to be who we are. Whether we don't speak the Kiwi English, that's us. We don't want to be somebody that we are not. And this is the reality, you know, we are engaging with in our communities, that we have to come out in our comfort zone and tell New Zealand, here we are. You know, we are part of you, but you don't know us, but we have to introduce ourselves to the wider New Zealand. And that's why ARCC, Auckland Resettled Community Coalition, came out with a voice in the form of a book, Beyond Refuge. That's how the name came about, Beyond Refuge. We have come here to resettle. And then, because the refuge has been found already, the safety has been found, so what is the life beyond that, beyond refuge? That's basically where our stories came in handy, you know, telling us or telling the history of our journey. It's not easy. A lot of families lost family members. Some people lost their limbs or part of their bodies because of the cruelty of that situation that forced them out of their former countries. It's not easy to flee. It's not easy to get away from your country, especially when there's civil war. There are countries with a civil war, but people managed to get away anyway, but it was not easy. It was not easy for the Somali people to get out of Somalia, and it was not easy for South Sudanese to get out of South Sudan. not even easy for Sudanese to get out of Sudan, and not even easy for the Syrian people to get out of Syria. Likewise, it's not easy for Kurdish community to get out of either Iraq or Iran or Syria, because the Kurdish community are everywhere all over the Middle East. It's a state, the people without a statehood, that's how they put it. But, you know, that's us, that's our community, that's the ARCC community. We are rich in diversity. And this diversity, we have to show New Zealand that here we are, you know, in different forms, different shapes, different colors, but it does not mean that we are different. We are one people, but in different forms. You know, this is us, and this is ARCC, and this is the richness we brought to New Zealand. And part of this is because we want to be a New Zealanders. Not just we want to be New Zealanders, we are already New Zealanders, but we are New Zealanders that need to be helped. Like I said in the beginning when I opened my show, if you have 5 children and one of them needs the attention, so what will you do? You will give the attention to the one that needs the attention the most. And this is how it is in New Zealand. There are a lot of immigrants here in this country, in this good country, but their needs are not the same. And from the resettlement sector, we say, you know, we should be attended to more than anybody because our needs are so unique. Our needs are so unique, you know, from the housing, from work and income, because if one family member, suppose that family cannot write and read, and they get a letter from work and income saying, we have to readjust your income. And the letter is ignored, no response, and then the work and income will suspend all the benefits, and then tomorrow they will go to work and income with tears, you know, in their eyes. They don't even understand what is happening. And this is where we will come in and tell the work and income there's a barrier here, miscommunication, not just miscommunication, language barrier that breaks down everything, you know. This is one of the things that we need attention for. We have a lot of things which are unique from the rest of immigrants. I'm not saying other immigrants cannot attend it to, but, you know, hey, we have more needs than anyone else, and this is what we are doing. And if you can help, that would be much appreciated, and if not, do your best in another area where you can help too. And this is what we do all the time. Let me play to you Gregory Isaacs, Night Nurse. Again, this is reggae. I cannot get away from reggae. But be with me if you are not a fan of reggae.
Just to make it quick, woman, tend to the sick. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can quench the setters. My night nurse, oh gosh, oh the pain is getting worse. See no doubt. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock.
no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy.
Welcome back to the Russell Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Galua Shul, your host for the day. And we are winding up. I have been talking about some announcements in the community, that things that will be taking place from Monday. We have trainings, and the first training was already taken. The first training already took place on Monday. On Wednesday, on the 6th December, and it was about waste management and disaster preparedness response offered by Red Cross and Health Action Trust. Then we will have a training again on 15 at YMCA, the same address, 773 New North Road at Mount Albert. And it will be about employment and career advice. So this is a training that will be given to community leaders. And community leaders, because they know their job is to give the right information to the community. And that's why if they're given these tools of knowledge, giving them the information they need in order to reach out to their community, I think that will be great. And we reach out to people who can help in these trainings, and Red Cross will be one of them, because they have a pathway to employment that they have here in Oakland. And also we have Youth Line. They have training opportunities for the youth. And we will have someone from ADECO who will be talking about, employment opportunities. I know ADECO is a recruitment agency that has a presence all over Oakland. They have so many offices within Oakland, and I believe all over New Zealand too. They are very great people, and they employ a lot of people from a refugee background, and they will talk to the leaders and how somebody can get employed, and then a lot of questions will be asked. So if you are a member of the community, If your leader has not informed you, please don't hesitate to come to 773 New North Road at Mount Albert on 15 December, Friday. So you will also be able to meet other leaders from different communities, from Myanmar, from Ethiopia, from Eritrea, from Iraq, from Kurdish community. So you will meet a lot of people from there. And, you know, in this country, it's about networking. Because if you don't know anybody, so it's stressful too. Even if you are looking for a job, you cannot easily get a job. And we are offering two things together, networking and training. And this is the best, for the best interests of our community. And until next Saturday, we will not be live because we will be a pre-recorded show because we will be busy with our event that I have announced before on the 16th December. And if you have any time, please don't hesitate to come to 740 at the Sindrangam Road, Mount Roscoe. And you will have a lot of things that we will share together, you know, cultural performances, live DJ, a lot of games, prizes, and please bring a friend along. And I will see you, I will be back on air again on the Saturday after next. So I will leave you with Nataka. Enjoy, please. Nataka kuleo, leo, nataka kuleo, leo, sikipanda ni mwana.
Zobi ba yango moko na nzete po babuki yango te. Dread Carolage Awechi. Bongo mbumba oyo tomemi na mboka. Tokopesa bakubali ya te. Ale bouffe-moi tout ça. Ferdinand Moussatoula, Yafex. Zeka, prêtre à Zamoko. Toke de balé, to zumbicité. Toko kende si kol ko peche wapi. Na terrasse. Dingoya, arbitre pe, azalakan équipe nae akumisaka.